Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today. I am at the Aria shops. You know, Formula One's going on, but everything's decorated for Christmas now, so it's really beautiful. When you walk around, you see all this stuff. But there's so much happening in the economy and with everything going on, I wanted to share it with you guys. So first thing first, Gary Gensler is the head of the SEC, who has been tumultuous, to say the least, and fought crypto. And Donald Trump has said the second he gets in office, he's going to fire this guy. Well, this guy announced, I'll show him, during Donald Trump's inauguration on January 20th, I will be stepping down that day. Okay, sweet girl. So he's going to step down. I am telling you this right now. One thing I am looking forward to is a change. A change in attitude, a change in the economy, a change in everything. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, but I am excited to experience this. You know, Dunlop Tires out of New York, you know, they're laying off 1,500 people. You know, the Japanese owner is making manufacturing moves. Huh, what does that mean? Yeah, it means you Americans are done out of New York. So, you know, guys, again, everything is great. The economy is stellar. You've got nothing to worry about. It's horrible, okay? It is bad, guys. There's a lot of things. When you have car companies going out of business, when you have car companies shooting themselves in the foot with horrible advertising, you cannot make this up, guys. This is going to be bad, bad, bad for a while before it gets better. That's just my thought. Good news, McDonald's bringing back the McRib. Isn't that great? December 3rd, you can get yourself a McRib. Here's the funny thing about this. That I love the image of RFK Jr. eating McDonald's, because here's something for you. The McRib sandwich, what do you think? It's got some pork, some beef, some byproducts, a few chemicals. There are 70 things in the McRib sandwich. Not counting the bun, I'm talking the McRib meat. There's over 70 items in that. You can't make that up. What are they? Oh, there's binders and there's fillers and there's this and that. I mean, come on, guys. Isn't that awful? 70 different items inside of a food item for you. So enjoy, you know. When I covered the talk about mortgages lately, you're seeing a run on mortgages that are being denied. And it's almost 20% right now across the board, regardless of your credit. Because what banks are doing is banks are delaying applications and delaying the decisions on making mortgages. So I'm telling you guys, you want to screw with housing. You want to mess with people's finances. A lot of people refinance when interest rates are higher. They're refinancing because they're not, hey, let's do the prudent thing and pay off our bills at a higher interest rate. No one's doing that because they're economically sound. They're doing it because they're hurting. And when they're hurting, they're not getting the refinance approved. Think about this one. Before the Fed lowered interest rates last month, one thing that happened was 50. I couldn't even name 50 different retail credit cards. 50 different retail credit cards all raised their interest rates prior to the decision. Did they lower them afterwards? Of course not, guys. They're not lowering their interest rates. They're going higher. So you got Macy's, you got all these different store cards that are definitely raising their cards, their rates on their cards. Now, keep the theme with McDonald's, they're going to keep their value menu going and going to bring the more $5 meals out, and you're going to get to have the 70-piece McRib. 70 pieces are in the McRib, which just floored me when I read that. So next time you want to eat one of those things, think about that. I think people are getting a little more, you know, healthier. Now, here is a wild story, and the theme of this video, and that is that UPS and FedEx say that there is no more shipping season. There is no more high season for shipping. There is no high season for shopping. This year, you're going to see no rush from Black Friday. And the retailers and the shippers know it. So the shippers are saying, how do we prepare ourselves for a world like this? How do we prepare ourselves for a world that's not going to have peak seasons? So no more peak seasons. Peak seasons for shopping, peak seasons for anything. That's a different world, guys, because I mean, holidays. Holidays is when you got good deals. You know, my mother, as a single mom, she used to have a thing called a Christmas club and would save money every week so that we would have a good Christmas. And it was great. We had everything. I mean, I had nothing other than her bust and her ass, you know, for 60 hours a week, you know? So, again, things, traditions, shipping companies that are seeing this problem, you're seeing everybody, you know, get on board and say, ah, it's not the same anymore, guys, and it's not going to be the same. You're not going to sit there all of a sudden spend money because people don't have money. Michelle Bowman is a governor for the Fed, and she is like, hey, listen, you know, we want to see interest rates get down to 2%. That's not going to happen for a very, very long time, and we just don't see it. It may never happen again. So the odds of us cutting interest rates right now, they're not going to see us cut interest rates. It's not going to happen. So what are we going to do, guys? Are you just going to sit there and accept the fact that we're going to have inflation above 3, 4, 5% perpetually? You know, did so much money get pumped into the system that it'll never get fixed? And here's the thing. You know, when you see automobiles that are selling for $75,000 for a car, who out there has a $75,000 car? I mean, it is crazy when you sit there and you hear about people that go out and they buy $100,000 trucks. Man, that is nuts, man. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. So, different little art piece here, the swirling water. But, you know, what do you guys think about this? I just think that we live in a different world, and if you accept it, as far as financially, if you accept that, I think that's where you're going to sit there and go, okay, I can live with this. I know how to save money. I know how to make money. And if you do that, you're going to be wiser and better. So let me know what you think about that. I'm going to finish it with these two stories. First one, Jeffrey Moynihan posed as Elon Musk in Florida, and he would befriend people on Facebook and act like he was the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX. And again, I mean, do you get those bogus messages from people on Facebook and stuff that you just ignore and swipe and wipe out? Yeah, we all do, okay? The point is that Elon's not on, you know, Facebook messaging you. He's not doing that. So he asked this woman and told her she should invest in his company, and this woman came up with $600,000 to this guy. This guy fleeced that woman. Isn't that terrible? This place is beautiful. So, $600,000 in investments. Her husband, which, I mean, you let your wife spend $600,000 without your knowledge? After it was done, her husband said, yeah, he felt that something was wrong, and the guy promised a $55 million return. Needless to say, Brad Pitt, people fell for a Brad Pitt scam a while ago. Brad Pitt's not out hitting anybody up. I was at Formula One last night till 2 o'clock in the morning. They were filming that Brad Pitt movie. That guy doesn't need any problem meeting anybody, okay? So he's not out private messaging you asking for a loan, okay? And again, I don't mean to laugh. I'm laughing because it's so sad. And again, people are just lonely and people want to be part of this. There is a company, final story, called Zomato. And I always get a kick out of this where we can offer you an internship. And if you come and work for us, we will teach you the industry and then you'll have a job with us. Well, how do I eat during this time? How do I get to work? Because my car requires fuel. Even if I have an electric vehicle, I have to plug it in someplace, and that costs money. Well, if you pay us, Zomato, if you pay us and make a donation, if you work here for 1 year, we will teach you everything. You need to be a go-getter. You need to be great. You know, I am telling you, the only time I've ever seen somebody do something like this was a baseball player named Andre Dawson in the 80s who wanted to play for the Chicago Cubs, and the Cubs being the cheap family that they are, when he showed up to the team, he said, here's a blank contract, you fill it out, you tell me how much I'm playing for, because I want to be a Chicago Cub. One of the greatest things in sports. That worked. because they paid him $600,000, and they were laughing that we only paid Andre Dawson $600,000. Then he stuck it to him after that, which he should have, okay? But again, it's crazy. So would you work for free for the opportunity? Month, 2 months maybe? Yeah, 6 weeks, training program. You know what I mean? But a year of your life to give it up to do that? Who would do that? So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Hope you're enjoying the shorter videos right now. I'm telling you guys, Formula One is fantastic. It's a great experience. When you buy a ticket, you go in and they feed you and everything's great. I'll show you guys some video on that too, because it's just not, it's not going to the ball game. It's just different, and it's higher end, and your ticket costs more money. And they invited my daughter out, and I got to be her plus one, which is very cool. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe. Share it with all your friends and loved ones. And you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. I'll see you very soon.
Mercedes 1-2.